Good afternoon and welcome to the You Tell Me Show. On this episode, we're going to discuss Tiffany Haddish and Von Miller. Recently, both African-American stars and their respective professions have come into some legal troubles. Tiffany got another DUI, and Von has been accused of a domestic violence issue that he vehemently denies. We're going to discuss Congressman George Santos again. The liar and cheater has finally been kicked out of Congress. Hit the road, Jack. We'll also discuss Daryl George, the young black man that's been suspended from school repeatedly for wearing his dreadlocks. We'll have our moment in black history as well as our Man Stop Playing moment of the week. And as always, we'll have some selections from our artist contributors as well. So sit back and relax. This is Professor Kaz saying welcome to the You Tell Me Show. Are you gonna sit on the sideline or be your own boss, make up your own mind? Find time to shine and uplift my brothers and sisters, co-shooting the gift. This world is in an uproar and it's time for us to break down the door. Stand up in equality, now fight for yours. Man, you tell me. And you tell me. And you tell me. And you tell me. And you tell me. Welcome to the You Tell Me Show, the show where we discuss some of the most interesting topics from the previous week. That's the You Tell Me Show featuring Professor Kaz.
Yo, I need somewhere to go to get my vocals recorded, get some photographs taken, and shoot some video. I wish I knew a company that did all of that.
You've never heard of the Street Artist Media Group?
No. Who's a street artist?
The Street Artist is in Columbia, South Carolina. They do photography, audio, video, and podcasting. You should check them out.
Well, how do I get in contact with them? I could use them for a lot of things that I need to get done.
Look them up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Spotify. You can even email them at streetartistllc@streetartist.com. Ask for the professor. He'll be sure to help you out.
Thanks for the info. I'm going to contact the Street Artists and get all of my creative needs taken care of.
That's the Street Artists, your one-stop shop for all your media needs.
Welcome back to the You Tell Me Show. What's going on with Tiffany Haddish? Just a few years ago, she took the entertainment world by storm. Now she's falling faster than Humpty Dumpty did off the wall. Tiffany Haddish is vowing to seek help after her recent arrest on suspicion of driving under the influence. In an interview with Entertainment Tonight, the actress and comedian explained that she fell asleep at the wheel on her way home after volunteering and performing at the Laugh Factory's annual free Thanksgiving feast. Her Tesla parked itself when she dozed off, but it was blocking part of the road. Police were called to respond early last Friday, and she was taken into custody. "This will never happen again," she told ET. "I'm going to get some help so I can learn balance and boundaries." Haddish added that she's in good spirits following her arrest and that she had kind words for the Beverly Hills Police Department, whom she complimented for their professionalism. Now, the Girls Trip star was also arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence in 2022 in Peachtree City, Georgia, after she fell asleep at the wheel again, coincidentally. If you recall, prior to these incidents, she was also being sued, along with Ari Spears, of exploiting and sexually abusing a woman and her brother as minors for having them participate in explicit sketches, one of which apparently wound up on the website Funny or Die. She subsequently lost out on many of her future projects. If you recall, she said after the incident, "I lost everything." We all need to pray for Tiffany because something is going on in her life that don't any of us know about. I hope she gets through it and gets her career back on track. Now, moving right along to another one of our brothers and sisters. Police in Dallas have issued an arrest warrant for Buffalo Bills linebacker Von Miller on charges stemming from a major disturbance at a home on Wednesday. According to police, Miller and the victim got into an argument, and he then assaulted the pregnant victim. According to the police, he left the scene. The victim was treated for minor injuries, and an arrest warrant was issued for Von. The Bills, who have a bye this week, issued a statement Thursday acknowledging that they are aware of the incident, are in the process of gathering more information, and the team said it will have no further comment at this point. Now, for those of y'all who aren't big football fans and don't know who Von Miller is, he was selected number 2 overall by the Denver Broncos in the 2011 NFL Draft. He's an 8-time Pro Bowl selection and 3-time first-team All-Pro selection. Miller starred at Texas A&M and was a 2-time first-team All-American. He played on 2 Super Bowl winning teams and was MVP of the 2015 Super Bowl with the Broncos. He won a 2nd title in 2021 as a member of the Los Angeles Rams. When he was traded by the Broncos, he held the franchise record for career sacks with 110.5. What is going on with my brothers and my sisters? I'm not going to pass any judgment on either of these two. We'll have to wait and see what other information comes out. But I hope everything does turn out well. We'll be right back on the You Tell Me Show.
Times that you made a way for me, can't count the times that you have protected me, can't count the times that you brought me out. If I could, I know I would tell everybody that I'm provided for me. Can't count the times that you have gave me food to eat. Can't count the times that I could have been gone, but you allowed me to live on. And I'm you brought me through it all. So many things you done for me. You opened doors that I could not see. And I'm blessed, blessed. I am blessed, blessed.
What y'all think about this next story? A black Texas high school student who's been repeatedly disciplined by his school over the length of his dreadlocks returned to regular classes Tuesday after spending 30 days at an alternative school. He was then suspended again for refusing to cut his hair to comply with a dress code policy his family says is discriminatory. I don't know. You tell me. On Tuesday morning, Daryl George, 18, briefly attended class at Barbers Hill High School before a school administrator referred him to an in-school suspension, according to Candace Matthews, a spokesperson for his family. A copy of the school's referral notice obtained by CNN states Daryl's hair is out of compliance with the BH dress code when let down. If Daryl corrects his dress code violation, he'll be allowed to return to his regular classes. Now, George will remain suspended for 13 days, the notice states. Allie Booker, an attorney for George and his family, says she's working to try to get the suspension stopped. So what do you think? Is it fair for them to enforce their dress code? George's latest suspension follows 3 months of disciplinary action for violating the school district's dress code, which states a male student's hair cannot be worn in a style that would allow the hair to extend below the top of a t-shirt collar, below the eyebrows, or below the earlobes when let down. In October, David Bloom, a spokesperson for Barbers Hill Independent School District, told CNN George was referred to a disciplinary alternative education program, also known as an alternative school, for 30 days for multiple infractions, including failing to meet the school's dress code requirement. The George family refuses the school's claim and refuses to cut the teen's hair, which they say he wears in braids to comply with the dress code. They argue the district's policy is a violation of the Texas Crown Act, a law that prohibits discriminatory practices on the basis of hairstyles commonly or historically associated with race. In September, George and his family filed a federal civil rights lawsuit against Texas Governor Greg Abbott, the state's attorney general, and school officials for allegedly failing to enforce the state's Crown Act law. Bloom told CNN the George family had been told repeated violations of the school's dress code would result in continued disciplinary action. Until he cuts his hair, or we get a court ruling to the contrary, he will stay in school suspension. But he did add George's suspension would not affect his ability to graduate. Now, I don't know, y'all, you tell me. On one hand, I guess the school does have a right to have a dress code, and the young man is in violation of the dress code. So that's not the issue with me. What the issue with me is, should that dress code be allowed to include hairstyles? Actually, a dress code, I thought, was the clothes that you wore, the shoes that you wore. I didn't know that that meant the way that you were allowed to wear your hair. So y'all drop me a line on this one. Tell me what you think, because I don't know. You tell me. We'll be right back. Welcome to this week's episode of Man, Stop Playing. Cats in Pasadena must be hired up. Man, stop playing. There was a brother that went into a chicken and waffles joint in Pasadena, California, armed with a handgun. My man walked up to the cash register and said, "This is a stick-up." The employees of the restaurant were terrified and started emptying the cash register. My man said, "What y'all doing? I don't want that money. Fill up one of them boxes with all the chicken and waffles that you can fit in there." Man, stop playing. They was trying to get his brother the money, but he wanted the chicken and waffles instead. The chicken tried to cross the road to escape, but your boy wasn't playing. Man, stop playing. He must have been so hungry that his stomach was chewing on his backbone. Man, stop playing. On the real, my man was pissed because they wouldn't sell him anything because he wasn't wearing a mask. Man, stop playing. You could have went to the local grocery store and bought enough chicken and waffles for the whole family for what you was going to pay for that one plate. Man, stop playing. This has been your Man, Stop Playing moment of the week.
I'm going through. And Lord, how you brought me out. You are my all and all. Words can't express the way that I'm feeling, Lord. I've got to give you praise. You are my all and all. You are my all. Yes, you are.
You are my all. You are my all. My all and all.
You are my all.
You are my all. You are my all.
You
are my all. My all and all.
Lord, I bless your name. I'm here just to proclaim that you are my all and all. Lord, down at your feet is where I wanna be. Take your hand, anoint me, Lord. You are my all and all. You're my all, yes. Yes, you are.
Well, have y'all heard the news? Everybody should be running out and dancing in the streets. Lion George Santos is out of there. Y'all do remember who I'm talking about, right? George Santos, the junior congressman who lied about his mom dying on multiple occasions, who lied about his entire education and background, who lied about his parents and grandparents escaping Nazi Germany. The same George Santos I just reported on a couple episodes ago, who was found to have been misappropriating his campaign funds on such things as skincare and Botox leading up to him getting elected to Congress. Well, justice has run its course. And there's only one thing I got to say to you now, George.
You hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
So I guess y'all get the picture. Beat feet. Hit the high road north. Disappear, bounce. You don't gotta go home, but you got to get the hell up on out of here, Georgie. Now, to add insult to injury, a New York man who was running for the congressional seat previously held by George Santos was convicted this week on charges related to the January 6th riot after he testified at his trial that he didn't know Congress convened inside the Capitol. What an idiot. Philip Sean Grillo of Queens was found guilty Tuesday of the felony charge of obstruction of an official proceeding, along with a series of misdemeanors, like entering restricted grounds and disorderly conduct in the Capitol building. Grillo, 49, entered and exited the Capitol on January 6 multiple times, at least once through a broken window. So one idiot is out of there, and already another idiot has popped up trying to gain the vacated seat. What is this country coming to? Do we vet these people ahead of them running for office? And who are the people that go out and vote for them? I don't know, man. You tell me. We'll be right back.
The young men and women of upstate New York are lucky to have a community program called Don't Cheat, Go Hard. Don't Cheat, Go Hard teaches our youth to give maximum effort in everything they do. Charles B. Coase Sr. and Jr. know the true definition of Don't Cheat, Go Hard. That's why they founded the program. If you want your child to learn the right skills and get the proper mentoring to be successful in anything they choose to do in life, call Charles and Charles. Just leave a message on our message board at Anchor FM under the You Tell Me Show, or look us up on Facebook at Street Artists LLC. You can also send us email correspondence at streetartistllc@streetartist.com. Remember, the definition of cheating is to act dishonestly or unfairly to gain an advantage. The definition of going hard is doing something with 100% maximum effort. Don't cheat, go hard. Apply this to all things in life and watch good things happen. On December 25th of 1971, the young Jesse Jackson, along with 70 other prominent black leaders, founded Operation PUSH, a social change organization headquartered in Chicago. Now with more than 70 affiliates across the nation, Operation PUSH focuses on black political empowerment as well as encouraging increased connections between blacks and American industry. The community organization has successfully negotiated agreements with large and small businesses across the nation to increase fair employment practices in hiring, promotions, franchising, and subcontracting opportunities for all Americans. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. encouraged the young Jackson to become a strong community activist in Chicago and in the nation. Jesse Jackson Sr. launched his national political career from Operation PUSH headquarters. The organization served as the base where Jackson launched his U.S. presidential campaigns in 1984 and 1988. The national headquarters for Operation PUSH was built in 1923. It was originally built for the KAM congregation, the oldest Jewish congregation in Chicago. Reverend Jesse L. Jackson Sr. and other community organizers purchased the building in 1971. The Rainbow Coalition was founded by Jackson in 1985 and was housed in the building at 930 East 50th Street. Surrounding the Operation PUSH headquarters are older generation mansions lining Drexel Boulevard in the Bronzeville community of Chicago's South Side. In his classic work, Native Son, writer Richard Wright chronicles the life of a young black man from the community where the picturesque building stood. Operation Push and the Rainbow Coalition was subsequently merged and renamed the Rainbow Push Coalition. It advocates in both U.S. civil rights and international human rights efforts. This historic building continues to serve as a voter registration center and labor mediation site. Reverend Jesse Jackson and Operation Push, pioneers in African American history. We'll be right back.
End of another episode of the You Tell Me Show. On this episode, we discuss Tiffany Haddish and Von Miller. Recently, both African-American stars have had their share of legal troubles. We discuss George Santos, who has finally been put out of Congress. We told you about Daryl George, the young black man that's been suspended from school repeatedly for wearing his dreadlocks. I don't know about this one, y'all. You tell me. I want to thank our artist contributors for allowing us to play their amazing tracks, and please look for them on all of the media platforms. And as always, look for the You Tell Me Show on Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Facebook, and Spotify. Also, go check out the Street Artists LLC YouTube channel. please don't forget to press the support button so we can continue to bring you our content. This is Professor Cass saying peace and love from the You Tell Me Show. Are you gonna sit on the sideline or be your own boss, make up your own mind? Find time to shine and uplift my brothers and sisters co-shooting the gift. This world is in an uproar and it's time for us to break down the door. Stand up in equality, now fight for yours. Man, you tell me. And 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 you tell me.